Hey, this is Noemi. You're listening to In Pursuit of Sunshine. The call line is always open at 844-967-2789. We are back and we are here with our musical guest, Evan Preston. You may have already been introduced to Evan as our producer.
Eagle-eared listeners might even recognize some of the beds tonight. You know, yeah. I've always snuck them in with you guys. You guys were one of the first shows that I did that was really, I don't know, it was branded in a slightly different way. You know, it wasn't political street talk or anything so topical that this stuff was picked out ahead of time, because it is a lot of times. So yeah, I snuck those in early. So some folks might recognize it. It's like a fun Easter egg, you know?
Yes. And the promos too.
That's right.
All
yeah.
The promos, yeah.
It's been a little while now.
It has.
We've been working.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm well.
That's great.
This is a pretty exciting season so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's been good. It's also been we've had a lot of musical guests, which is really nice, too. So it's nice having more music.
I rave about it constantly. I think it's one of the coolest things about this new season is how it's sort of a theme. I mean, it's something to expect, you know, each week. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I approve.
How are you doing working back there with our apprentices as
Just
well?
Fine. They're doing a great job.
Wonderful.
I don't know. See, because I'm not a teacher, right? And I hesitate slightly. I'm not an educator, quote unquote.
We're all teachers. Adam.
Yeah.
See, okay. And he knows exactly what I'm saying. And I want it to be an enriching experience. I think this is akin to black magic, what you've done by building this little enclave. You know, it's this extension of the district in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of got that official seal. And I just think it's pretty amazing that people get to come down here every week and see something that you don't see anymore. A local radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Independently operated.
Yeah, that's very rare too.
Yeah.
That's not that, yeah, for sure. So what would you say kind of is your like, what type of music do you normally do?
I'm a musician by trade, right? I'm a bass player, and it's rock and blues and all that kind of thing,
right?
If you've noticed, it sounds sort of synthy. It's sort of electronic, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a product of me sitting at home and working with what I have. You know, I can't play drums, can't really sing. And so, you know what? There might be a quote here. You know, maybe one of our guests can pick it up. I can't remember exactly what it is, but creativity flourishes when you work with what you have. If you have all the gear in the world, all the time in the world, all the instruction, all the answers. If I have all those things, I don't create in the same way when I have restrictions, you know, because I don't have all the newest stuff. I don't have the nicest computer or the newest, you know, guitars or anything like that. You work with what you have.
Yeah.
And that's where that creative juice really, really comes from. I mean, that's, yeah, learning to work with what you have.
Right. And you also have passion, and that started at a very young age too. How would you say that kind of started?
Musical family, you know, like giving me Beatles tapes when I was five and stuff. You know, just good music early, that helps.
So you recognize our intro song.
That's right. And then I started playing music pretty young too, and it was the parents being supportive and open about it. You know, they weren't making me practice every day or anything like that.
That's
and
important.
Instructors at the Fort Atkinson School District, specifically Mrs. Nielsen. She won't be hearing this, but she was incredible. I mean, she saved more than a couple lives. Over, you know, it's a 10-year ride if you start in third or fourth grade. And she kept people engaged with the system. You know, I know people that graduated kind of thanks to her, because they'd come to the music wing, and you know, they'd study, and rather than cut class, they'd go back there and work. It's serious.
Yeah. Yeah, especially being able to have a mentor too. Someone who's someone
Which
who
I,
cares.
I had that in spades too, you know, older classmates.
Yeah.
My dad. Yeah, no, it goes on and on. And I think people they'll relate. This stuff is sort of universal, you know? It's all right.
Yeah. You kind of talked about like your mentors and who inspired you to kind of you specifically, but did you have inspiration, like musical inspiration?
Yeah, you know what? I thought about this before. I could have the cheesy like, oh, there's so many. But no, there's a group called the Postal Service.
Cool.
That the front man's name is Benjamin Gibbard. And so Death Cab for Cutie is a slightly more well-known, you know, publicly known band mm-hmm. that he's involved with. But the Postal Service dropped when I was like, their main album dropped when I was like a freshman in high school. And that was life-changing. Like, I'm going to give that to you before your show is over, right? Before you're done with season two of In Pursuit of Sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure you have that record because it's it's extremely uh-huh. good.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, that's what did it. That's what got me thinking about music in those terms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Postal Service.
That's great. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to hear a song?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess technically I have like a name. Memorexorcist is sort of my producer handle. And this song is called, it's called Good For You. Mm-hmm. So,
but where can we find it?
Nowhere. That's the thing. So let's talk about that, right?
It's very exclusive.
I should get a SoundCloud or something.
You should.
Because I really don't put it out there. Mm-hmm. My working at the station has sort of been one of the first.
Is there a reason for that?
No, not really. Mm. No one wants. It's the same reason why I'm not on Facebook. You know, no one wants to hear what I have to say, you know. So it's that line of thinking, which is extremely defeatist. Well, shouldn't be thinking like that. So, yeah. How about this? I'll make a deal with you. We'll play this song here, and I'll have a SoundCloud up by next week.
Nice.
We'll shake on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll hold you to that.
Let's give it a listen. It's called Good For You.
Cool.
Oh my God, Noemi, that was cool for me. No, thank you.
That was amazing. Thank you so much. I feel very like that was just very like exclusive to our show too.
It feels like that to me too. Yeah, that was
magical. That was great. Yeah. Your like debut.
Yeah,
for sure. Thank you so much for being our guest tonight, for all of your music,
literally,
and for being
anytime.
Our producer. Thank you so much. We'll be back.